Thank you very much indeed, Honourable Minister. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to have make a few comments actually on the issues to do with sanctions or unilateral coercive measures, which have been in force against Zimbabwe for 20 years now, in fact, slightly more than 20 years. Our contention has always been that they are not targeted, that they have they inflict collateral damage way beyond the individuals and the entities which are nominally mentioned or targeted. And we have found in our engagement with those who impose the sanctions a very stubborn resistance or reluctance to acknowledge that there is in fact any collateral damage beyond the targeted individuals and entities. We have welcomed the visit to Zimbabwe in October last year of the Special Rapporteur on the negative impact on the enjoyment of human rights, of unilateral coercive measures. She has issued a preliminary report, and we find that by and large, it basically bears out what we have been saying all along, and that is that the collateral damage of those sanctions goes way beyond the targeted few. And so we are very much looking forward, I think, to the finalization and presentation of her report to this council, or to the council, probably in September this year. That report, even her preliminary report, accurately reflects, we believe, the extent of the damage inflicted by sanctions across all sectors of socioeconomic development. Most specifically, the impact of being completely cut off from sources of international concessionary funding, affordable trade credit facilities, and long-term concessionary commercial credit facilities for the development of hard infrastructure. As the Special Rapporteur herself points out in her report, Zimbabwe is basically on its own and has been for a long time. By way of the extraterritorial application of sanctions, lives and livelihoods in our neighboring states have also been negatively impacted. And this is what's resulted in the decision by the heads of state of the Southern African Development Community to hold October 25th each year as a day on which the whole region comes together to seek the lifting of sanctions against Zimbabwe. Now, those regional calls by SADC have been taken up and echoed by the African Union, by the G77 and China, by the Movement of Non-Aligned Countries, and the Organization of African, Caribbean, and Pacific States. This is not just Zimbabwe calling, or not just the region, not just the continent of Africa. These measures are unjust. They're inflicting tremendous damage on our economy and on our capacity to move towards our development goals, all of which has been exacerbated, of course, by the impact of COVID on our country, on our region. So we look forward to the presentation of the Special Rapporteur's report, and we're hoping, at the very least, that it generates a rethink amongst those who continue to impose the sanctions and who continue to deny that there is any collateral damage. Thank you. Thank you.